Sorry, Lope?
Yeah.
Lopey?
Yeah. Lopey. Lope. Oh, Lopey.
That's not a very elegant female name. Mopey.
Oh, that's just all Lopey over there.
Yeah.
Just...
Mopey Lopey.
Mopey Lopey. Yeah. Oh my god.
We gave her that name when she lost part of her leg, and one's longer than the other now.
Oh dear. Loppy Lopey.
Slopey Lopey.
Oh, poor Lopey.
Penelope, though, is not actually a bad name. It's kind of cute.
Penelope's
Penelope,
great.
Penelope, you know.
Yeah.
Pop.
Yeah.
There's two P's. That's cute.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Show! That's the show.
This is the show.
Tell me why this is the show.
This is the show because I was made aware by a person that has a perfectly fantastic name that they named their child very recently a terrible name, and I think that's just a disservice. I mean, it's absolutely a disservice to somebody if you give them a terrible name.
Can
and
you
by terrible I mean like you have no reaction to it, you're just kind of like, oh
right, it kills the room, kills the vibe of the room.
Yeah, like
party's over.
It's like, oh, a new baby, you know, yay. Oh, what's its name? Oh,
sure.
Blink, 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 you know? It's kind of this,
you went with that.
This reaction. You went with that.
Yeah.
That was a choice. Choices.
Right.
Yeah.
I like it. Can you tell everyone, the millions out there, who this person's name was, that had the child?
His name is Alejandro.
That's a 5-star name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
No complaints there.
Nope. None. Completely on board.
Yeah.
No need to be onboarded. Really on board.
There's so many things you can do with Alejandro, but you can also just let it be, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there were no nicknames attached to that, it stands alone.
Yeah.
As a prince of a name.
Yeah. So what did this Alejandro do to this child?
Fletcher.
Fletcher. Is Fletcher the name of his, like, grandfather?
Or
grandmother.
So. I don't think so. I don't think that.
Is Fletcher the name of, like, the restaurant he went in as a child and liked it back in?
I don't care. That's
right?
A terrible reason to name your child that.
Does he really like Chevy Chase?
Again, that's a terrible.
Boy, that's a terrible thing to name anybody. Is A, Chevy, but also, yeah, Fletcher. Not great. I'm
no,
sorry,
it's
Alejandro.
Not good.
You chose poorly. Yeah. So I remember you complaining to me about this.
Vividly.
And I remember saying, yeah, naming your child Fletcher is pretty much child abuse, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because that kid has to live with that for a while until he realizes that he's allowed to change his name into anything he wants. But that takes time. Kids don't put that together right away.
And also, like, I don't trust people's judgment to do that for themselves. Like, you might have... you know, you might decide that this is a great name for yourself, but usually people fuck that up too. You know, when people change their own name, they usually do it when they're like in their late teens or early 20s, and they usually change it to something like Angel.
Sure.
You
on
know,
on hell.
It's usually a terrible decision. They started off being called Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay. She turns 19. I'm my own woman.
Yeah.
You know.
Angel.
Stardust. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Galaxy.
It generally doesn't get better when people decide their own name.
Andromeda.
Andromeda is not bad. But Kelly's just not that clever, you know. She's not that good.
I think you think that Andromeda is not that bad because you're a late 90s Canadian TV watcher.
I 100% forgot about that show until just this minute. Thank you.
You're welcome. This is the service I provide to you.
Yeah, so Kelly becomes Angel and Fletcher becomes, I don't know, Dirt Bike. These people don't live downtown. I don't trust them to do it. I don't trust these people to do anything right.
Uh-huh. So, we were talking, and I completely agree with you. We need a moratorium on a lot of names.
Yeah, just shut her down.
Shut her down. There's been too many Mikes, been too many Laurens, you know.
Yeah.
A few too many of these. So, I think we need some new ones. So this Don't Come Here podcast is today not about, like, you know, lame places in Toronto, like everywhere, but instead names you should not, or maybe definitely should name your kids.
Yeah, so you have new names that you are proposing.
Yeah, I think to add to the canon.
And I have names that are just, like, so nothing that they just need to be swept into the sea.
That's right.
So that's where we are.
Would you like to go first? We can alternate.
Yeah, okay. My first is Wayne.
Wayne, like Wayne Campbell or Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
Okay.
Wayne Knight of Seinfeld fame.
Is he?
Third Rock from the Sun? Were you more of the...
Was I more of a Third Rock guy?
Were you more of a Third Rock guy?
Was that Newman?
Yeah.
That was his name?
Wayne.
I didn't really know that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And anything that's Wayne adjacent, like Dwayne is
bad.
Also bad.
Yeah.
You know? But I guess you could, like, maybe put an apostrophe in there, like, you know?
Wayne.
Yeah, as in, like, of Wayne.
Lewayne.
Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Yeah. Monsieur Dwayne.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's
okay.
The only way that could possibly be made any better. To save that, that's what you would have to do.
Sure.
You'd have to make it Frenchy nonsense.
I like that. Okay. I like that.
Yeah,
okay.
Wayne is the word. That's my number one.
Yeah.
Has to go. I don't think people are still naming their children Wayne. It just seems more like a 60s and 70s activity.
Generally.
If they are, stop.
But you're right. If they are, put an end to it right now.
Yeah.
That's fair, I think. Generally a boy named Wayne, right?
Who would name a girl child Wayne? Why didn't I just say girl child? Is this like Little House on the Prairie all of a sudden? Where's the girl child? No, of course, yes. Wayne is a male child name.
It was worth it to get you to get to girl child. So that's pretty good. okay, so I've got one. We came up with these together for the most part.
Yeah.
Because I had other names, but I think we have better ones.
Yeah.
So we were thinking condiments are, I think, a fantastic place to start.
Okay, so this is a new name. Nobody's naming their children this yet.
I don't think people are naming their children this yet, but I think they should start naming their children Aioli.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's pretty, out of context. You know? It's one of the more interesting condiments.
Sure.
Nobody knows what it is.
Nobody knows what it is.
Points.
Yeah.
For that, definitely.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's when you get sweet potato fries, they give you aioli. And that's the better better choice. So, you know, it's... And even if people don't like the name, people would immediately say, well, it's better than mustard. And I think
as a name?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? So there's a safety shield around aioli.
Smith. Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not so bad.
So I
there's
think
a lot of vowels.
I think that'd be good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't know about you, but I'm kind of sick of this trend of taking the vowels out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's the name of your bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of sick of that. So I say add vowels to everything.
It's very vowel heavy.
It's very vowel heavy.
Yeah.
You know? Make me move that mouth, you know? I gotta move around those vowels, A-E-I-O-U's.
So this is why we think this is a champion name. Aioli, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. President Aioli. Yeah. Yeah. It's also...
Starting small.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so do you have another name you want to strike from the record?
Yeah. Melissa has gotta go.
Oh, what did Melissa's do to you?
They didn't do anything. That's the thing. It's like...
So they haven't accomplished enough, they're out.
Kind of. I mean, you know, it's not that there's not cool Melissas. There was a lot of girls of a generation that were called Melissas. There would have to be a few cool ones, you know, and there are. But as a name, it's just not going to cut the mustard. It's not going to cut the aioli.
To me, Melissa's
also wouldn't cut aioli. She wouldn't be cool enough.
She wouldn't be cool enough to cut aioli.
Yeah, no.
To me, Melissa's a junior high name. I feel like as soon as they went to high school, they picked something else.
But they didn't, though. So now we have, like, 55-year-old women
named
all
Melissa.
Over the world named Melissa.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't seem right for an adult.
No, it doesn't.
Again, this is another...
This is my grandmother, Melissa Jones.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. You're Mel now.
But that's not good either. I don't like Mel for a girl. That's kind of...
Yeah, there's not much you can do with it. It's not fun. It's not a fun name. Yeah, alright. So you got one boy name, one girl name, gone from the list forever. Wayne and Melissa.
Okay, that's good. I'm happy about
Wayne
both
and
of those.
Got married.
Wayne and Melissa
fell off the edge of the planet.
That's right. They were flat earthers, so it worked.
So they really had to go. Yeah.
My second name is Shinola.
We just talked about that. We just talked about that, and I already forgot what it is. A bicycle?
It's a bicycle and watch store. And, like, they design leather goods and whatnot.
Satchels.
They're a satchel shop.
It's a satchel shop.
It's a satchelry.
Ye old satchelry.
Yeah.
With a Pan-Asian flavor.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. This is, I think, again, this is a category of fancy brands.
Category. Sometimes, sorry.
I'm sorry, am I too Canuckian for this show?
It was just, like, I just noticed it a bit.
Right.
Yeah.
My Albertan popped out, just, hello. Yeah, a little bit.
Popped out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, my Albertan. Yeah. I think so categories. Fancy brands of what will become people's names. So...
Well, I don't think that's actually new. Like, there's girls called Chanel and...
You know. Yeah, but I think that'll increase, and I think if you're going to increase it, do cooler ones like Chanel.
Hipster brand.
Yeah.
I'm not on board with that.
No, don't like that one.
No.
The whole category or Chanel?
The whole category.
Yeah.
Because I think that you're in dangerous territory there, because, you know, somebody might be called Warby.
Yeah, well, I think it's gonna happen. I think
it'll. I'm sure somebody is.
A little bit right now. I'm stealing the nation against the oncoming flood of Warbies and the like.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be the worst one.
Warby, is pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Shinola or whatever it is. It's. I mean, that kind of just sounds like. You know.
It's got almost an old Motown-y vibe to it that's kind of cute because it's a Detroit name.
Mm.
Sure, yeah, it sounds like an old kind of a brand of record player.
It is a type of record player.
Do they all, they also make
they
record,
also
players?
Make record players?
They make
it's
a bunch
a
of
really
shit.
It's a really hipster store.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. They make hipster doodles and widgets and whatnot. Yeah.
Widgets and whatnot. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Yeah, no.
Not here for it.
No.
All right.
I'm not going to allow that one.
Well, let's set it back over to you. What's your number three pick?
Oh, God. I have to do more of these. I think my next one would have to be your name. I think Kyle.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think that has to stop.
Boy, am I here for that.
Yeah. Kyle is the same to me as Fletcher. Like, it sounds like...
Oh.
It's like,
Yeah, it's a wah-wah of
a
name.
It doesn't fill you with anything. It doesn't make you hear music.
It's true.
And it's not classic enough to just be like, oh, well, you know.
It's been around forever, so it's part of the landscape.
Exactly. Like, I don't have a problem with old-timey names, because it's just, it's like, yeah, okay, it sounds fine. It's been around forever. There's a reason why it's still around. You know?
Yeah.
That's kind of better. But, like, I guess somewhere along the line, people's last names just started to be their first names, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, it's just not very imaginative or something.
Yeah, I agree completely. There's too many of them, and we don't get treated with any respect. So we should drop the name. It's not gonna work.
Yeah, and I think that it's damaging to, you know, young fellows that are named Kyle.
Yeah, there's never gonna be a Prime Minister Kyle. Or the like the first person to meet an alien is not going to be named Kyle, you know.
Well, if they were, the aliens would be like, oh,
this planet's not
Kyle. Right. They sent Kyle.
We demand better.
I'm not the Kyle of my planet.
Why do I have to deal with this rube?
Yeah. All right.
You know.
What about as a girl?
Kyle
name?
Really would only, like, he'd be able to strive for middle management.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
That's his goal.
About as good as a Kyle's gonna get. I think so.
Hmm. As a girl, well, there's a housewife called Kyle.
How's she doing?
One of the Real Housewives. I think she's doing okay.
Yeah, as a housewife.
Kyle Richards, I believe her name is.
Hmm.
Kyle Richard. Yeah, Kyle, it kind of does suit a girl more, I think. But also, the girl version of it is also terrible. Kyla, that's really...
Real bad.
Really...
Kylie?
A Kylie, though, is a boomerang. That it's not connected to the name Kyle.
Oh. It's better. Yeah.
Kylie?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to get overused, too, though, because of this Jenner girl.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a generation of Kylies. It's going to be a lot of Kylies.
You could say that about a lot of things. It's going to get overdone because of this Jenner girl.
Sure.
Well, every makeup trend is because of Kylie Jenner. Every single thing that everybody is doing and every single line that comes out, it uh-huh. all has, you know. So, yeah, you're right.
Great.
A lot of things are coming down the pipe. Because of that old Jenner girl.
Well, that just makes them sound quaint. The old Jenners.
Yeah, it's like that's what they don't want to be, you know. Those old Jenners.
Those old Jenners. Up to no good.
Making everybody brown and wet on Instagram.
Oh.
You know.
Oh. Ew.
I'm just saying, it's a lot of highlight.
Yeah.
It's a lot of highlight happening.
It's so...
It's a lot of bronzer and highlight combined.
And no color. Like, just no... Like, it's like beige.
Yeah.
You know? No matter what the actual skin tone is. And you're like, oh, this is your fault.
Mm-hmm. Why does this post feel different than the other posts? Icky. I don't like it.
This
ew.
This post smells like copper tone.
Ew.
Ew.
So
yeah, Kyle.
Kyle.
I think it's time to go.
Transom. I think we should add the name transom to the list.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Yep.
What is a transom?
So it's an old type of technology.
No, it's not a type of technology. What are you talking?
Wasn't
about?
It? Or was it? It was just what they called like letters to the.
I want to hear what you think it is.
No, you don't.
It's a vehicle of some sort.
No. A transom is a window above a door.
Yeah. That you would...
Open.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And people would, like, throw letters in. Throw...
Like in a dorm or something.
Yeah, and they would throw mail, generally. That's
was,
kind of...
Yeah, it was like... Well, it was for ventilation. I mean,
yeah.
The mail thing was added.
Yeah, the mail thing was added as a feature. That's
but,
the technology
yeah.
I'm thinking of. Is mail getting thrown...
In warmer climates, it's one way to keep ventilation going because you've got all these walls, right? But if you keep the upper part open, the air can circulate around.
Mm-hmm.
So you have transoms above doors, and there were windows that you could open or close. You could have them just permanently open.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're called.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay. So that's sufficiently old and obscure enough.
Yeah.
To appeal to the kind of person that you're.
I think so.
Talking to.
I think so. And it's not a name, so far as I looked up. People don't name their people, but I think they should.
It has handsome in it.
Yeah. Handsome transom. Boy, now it sounds like a rodeo clown, though. When you say it like that.
Well, but that would be someone's, like, cute Instagram handle. Mm-hmm. You know, if they had a boy child. named
Well, this is... Okay, so I want to say that all of my picks... were purposefully gender neutral, so you could go in either direction.
Yeah.
Transom could be a boy child or a girl child
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? It works with all, and I think names in the future are gonna have to work like that. I think this trend right now of hyperfem or hypermasculine names like truck, they're not gonna fly for very long.
Well, it is surprising, isn't it? Like
yeah.
Felicity.
Felicity,
like,
yeah.
Like, that's like not an uncommon name for like little girls, right? Estella.
Lilith Fair.
Like, God.
It's not gonna work.
You know,
with an X.
Jackson,
oh.
yeah, Brooklyn,
yeah.
Hudson, all those kind of, that's really bro-y bullshit,
yeah.
man.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but
Lark. Yeah.
I do think that even though those names are kind of like eye-rolly or whatever, you can be an adult Hudson. You know,
no,
you can
you
be
can't.
Like 50 and your name is Hudson, I think.
Well, yeah, because Rock Hudson was 50 at one point.
But that's his last name. His first name is Rock.
Actually, that's a terrible example in all... Rock is not a great name. It's really not. That was, you know what, hashtag against all odds. Because that was a gay man whose name was Rock.
I'm not sure if that ever works for a kid or an adult. Rock seems strange.
It wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster. But you could have, like, an adult Estella. You know, I guess.
You could have an old Estella.
Can you have a kid Estella, though?
But there are, you know.
Well, there has to be to get to the adult version.
Yeah. But that's what I mean about name that I think is kind of interesting. It's like you look at, like, a little child that kind of looks like a little newt thing.
Yeah.
You know, when you first see them.
Yeah. They're squidgy potato. Swaddled.
It's a squidgy-looking little thing.
Larva.
And you think, you know, like, Fletcher.
Yeah.
Of all things, you know? Yeah. Of all things.
I'd be mad about Fletcher. I'm still a little mad about it. I want to call this guy. I want to be like, you don't know me,
sir. He has a 416 number, so you wouldn't have to pay any fees.
How lucky for me. Rude.
Train?
Yeah.
This is an urbane podcast. We're used to this.
You're right. This is the real experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is an immersive podcast experience. Immersive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're immersed. Mm-hmm. We're immersing those around. We're immersing the listeners.
Are you immersed yet? Viewers.
Like I'm Dick Cavett.
In a bathtub.
Yeah.
Like a kitten.
They're immersed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now they're immersed in our urbane environment. While we sit here and talk about Melissa.
Yeah.
My next one is in the same vein.
Yeah.
As Melissa. And it's Haley.
Haley. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So no more Haleys.
It's just... It's not a pleasant way of moving your face mm-hmm. to say the name. Like, you have to go... Hey, like it's
all exhalation.
Like your jaw juts out and right. shit, you know?
Yeah. You don't like names that make your face do stuff you don't want it to do.
No, I want to be beautiful.
All the time.
All the time.
No matter what
so
word you have to say.
So if saying your name
yeah.
makes me look
Kyle.
At all... Kyle. But Kyle, it's not as much of a pronunciation as... Haley. Like, it's just awful, really.
It's true. It's pretty bad.
And some people some people have H-A-Y-L-E-Y.
Lot.
No!
Yeah.
L-E-E-L-E-A.
Hey, like H-A-Y. Mm-hmm. That's in your name.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Bale.
Yeah, like a hay, like a firm with horse hay.
Yeah, that's right? generally what it does.
Okay.
Yep.
Got
it. I've been to country.
Yes, I have been to farm. Farmland.
Horses eat.
Unpastured.
Yeah. Well, they should eat Haleys because that would get rid of them faster.
Feed the Haleys
to the horses. That's what I say. It's a dreadful name. And that's like, you know, and you just think, like, look, parents.
Horse girl.
I'm already not a fan of you because you're having a child. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're already not really on a good footing.
Yeah. No.
You know.
No, to be fair, this is a room full of non-breeders
mm-hmm.
who's giving naming advice to new
anything,
parents.
Anything, though. Anything is bad. Hayden is also bad. That's bad.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I know a few Haydens.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
What about Haymar?
So any Hayes? Hayworth?
Yeah.
Haymond?
Haymond?
I just made it up.
That's... I really hope that no one is named Haymond.
Oh, no, we accidentally invented the worst
that's
name.
That's the worst name! Oh, my God! Haymond, that's bad.
Any Haymonds? With an O or with
there are some Haymonds out there. Hamish?
There's Hamish.
Hey, but okay, but Hamish, though...
Which is a good barn, but there's no pool.
Haymond Lawford, Daniel Haymond. Yeah, there's Haymonds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but is it a last name?
Yeah, but that's how a lot of things start.
See, they become first names later.
I don't know. See? Haley, it's the worst. I don't know, it drives me nuts.
Yeah, I kind of agree with this. I like all of your names as things to wipe from At least just take off the docket for now. Just, like, tell all the doctors who are delivering babies to say, if someone says, this is my new baby, Haley, then you say no.
We'll take it back. We'll CPS. Put it back in you.
CPS, honey.
Yeah.
CPS.
What's your second choice? Because it can't be Haley.
That would be great. Like, judgy names. The doctor is like, ooh.
Ooh, really? You want to go with that?
That's really funny.
You sure you don't want to? You know what? You're very tired. Let's talk about this in the morning.
You're tired.
The baby doesn't need a name.
No, it doesn't need a name for a while.
No.
Like a
it
year.
It can just be a little pea pod for a little while.
I don't think... That's generally a mistake, is naming the kid right away.
Unless...
Take the kid home. Try it out for a week.
Yeah. Unless it's like Thomas. You know, fine. Whatever. Unless it's like David. That's fine. Whatever. You can always name your kid that.
It'll work out. Yeah.
Next choice for you.
Last choice, I guess. This is just kind of a jokey, funny one. I'm not really super serious about this, but I think
it'll... As opposed to Transom.
Yeah. I think Transom would work. I don't know, whatever. Lo-fi hip-hop radio beats to relax / study to.
Is that an actual, like, satellite radio channel?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. When you go on YouTube and you're like, let me find something to just play in the background, what you inevitably get is lo-fi
like
hip-hop
3-hour
radio beats to relax / study to. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really funny, and I think people should name their children this.
I mean, it's a very popular genre.
Millions of people listen to these.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I think that's allowed.
Good. That's my favorite one.
Say it again.
Lo-fi, hip-hop, radio beats to relax / study to.
Smith.
Perfect. Okay, so apparently I only did 4. Because you said there was one you picked.
You did Wayne, Melissa, Kyle, and Haley.
Right.
Did you only do 4?
Yeah.
Christ. All right. You had 1.
All right, well, we got to keep going with this shit.
We
got to
keep going.
So.
Yeah.
No, I think votive is great.
Votive.
Votive is actually lovely.
Love votives.
What means votive?
It's a candle.
It's a religious candle.
It's a religious candle, usually with a picture of a saint on the outside.
Oh.
And hipsters love it because you can take literally any
pop culture thing.
Culture character and dress them up like a saint and stick them on a candle.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like a Funko Pop doll, but with a candle.
But with a candle.
100%.
Okay. So it's more functional.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it actually does something.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it lights your house.
All right. And you need one more name to strike forever.
Terry.
Oh, yeah, good.
Let's get rid of Terry. Oh, that's
yeah, let's
all
definitely get rid of
Terry.
All spellings of Terry, boy and girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that covers a lot of ground.
Yeah.
Terrence.
It's sad. It's like, that's the thing. It's like, you have to come up with something better than this. It's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good enough name.
Throw Teresa under the bus along with Terry?
No, because Teresa is, you know...
Okay.
You can pronounce that in cool ways. Like, you could be like, you know, Teresa, whatever.
Tessa.
Like, there's a lot of Tessa, sure. Tessa's
sure.
Cute.
Yeah.
Terry.
But Terry bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Think about, like, every, like, you know, English guy named Terry.
Yeah.
It's not a good thought.
No.
Like, you just made a face. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Terry
Fox. Doesn't make you feel good.
Terry Fox should be the last one. Name dies with him.
100%.
Yeah.
Terry Crews. Would he just be Crews then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is a better name, frankly.
If he just went by Crews, I think he'd be more famous.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Probably.
Yeah. I think Terry's holding him back. That's what's wrong with that
that's
man's career.
That's what I'm saying. That's the problem.
Yeah. Agreed.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I will send an email to Terry Crews.
I won't.
Okay.
What about Terry Hatcher?
I will not be sending an email
too.
To Terry Hatcher.
Yeah, no.
All Terrys have to change.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a really bad name.
Terry Hatcher?
Terry Hatcher.
Terry Fletcher.
Yeah, it's basically Terry Fletcher.
Haley Fletcher.
The worst.